For the next hour, we're talking dirty on FM Talk 106.5, a show to help you win the battle against dirt. With information about vacuums, tips and tools to make your job easier. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. Now, here's your Talking Dirty host, David Lord.
Look out, everybody. This is David Lord from A&A Vacuum. I am here with my brother, Tony.
Well, hi, everybody.
You did good.
Hey, and, thank you. I had it written down on my right palm this
time. And Mr. Phil. I got Mr. Phil here.
Yes, I'm here.
He is the most talkative person on radio, hands down. Just no contest.
Well, I can talk a whole lot if you want me to.
Okay, shut up.
We like you.
Shut
laconic.
Up. You're bleeding into my airtime. Folks, our family has been in the floor care business for three generations, starting in 1954. We carry the best in vacuum cleaners, shampooers, steam mops, and air purifiers. When you buy from us, you always get Amazon's prices, but more importantly, you get what Amazon can't do and won't do. Fix your product. And in our stores, two stores, Westmobile and Fairhope, there is no calling a 1-800 number, emailing in all caps to make your point, and definitely no boxing it up and sending it back.
No.
What makes our stores truly unique is that we have the best service department in the industry, and when we repair your machine, it will look, run, and smell like new. And let's be honest, all vacuums break. If they didn't break, we wouldn't exist. So before you buy any floor care product, always ask two questions. What is the warranty? And how is it handled? Now, at our store, that's easy. Every warranty is on every price tag visible for anybody to see. And the answer is, how is it handled? You bring it to us. You look us in the eye and say, I don't know what it is. Fix it. And that's what we do. And we will take care of that all the years you have your machine. Now, we got two locations, one in Westmobile, about a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road. Telephone number there is 661-3549 in Fairhope. We're about a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98. Telephone number there is 928-9286. If you have or if you don't remember anything else about this show,
yes,
like this horrible intro, remember our website, aavacuum.net. Everybody's looking at me like, what the heck did he just say? Let me give a big thank you while I've got a moment, because we're going to bring on our good friend from Jefe Paletis, Fabian Leon. He's here by himself, but next time we're going to get the family on. Child 2.
We want them all.
We like babies.
Well, quite frankly, we've talked about them all the time on our show. Anytime
That's
we
right.
ever give our address on the show, we are situating ourselves verbally right next to Fabian. We just have to tell everybody, first come visit us. And then go visit Fabian, because if you do it the other way around, you won't have any money to buy a vacuum.
That is so true. And besides that, we attach ourselves to him. It makes us look actually pretty decent.
Exactly right.
So, hey, I want to thank Mr. Chris Moss.
Yes.
He had a Ricard vacuum. Now, that's one of our American-made companies.
Yes.
For 15 years. Mm-hmm. 15 years. And my brother Tony here showed him one of our American-made Simplicities, sister company of Ricard.
That's right.
And yes, it's an S65 premium. It is a rechargeable vacuum where the runtime is up to an hour. Really phenomenal machine. But he came in and he said, listen, Tony is a horrible salesperson. No,
That's
he did not say that.
True.
He did not say that, Tony. I was going to take full credit for this sale, but I can't. He said, Tony, you
day.
Had showed him the machine, mm-hmm. and he came in and he said, so I'm just going to ask you. I went ahead and did research. I mean, I like everything I see and read about the Simplicity S65 Premium, but what I want to know is, after doing all the research, you can find them everywhere.
Yes.
And in every price range. So why should I buy that one? And I said, you know, that's a good question. Tony will be back tomorrow. No, I did not say that. I said, here's the deal. When you buy from us, that price, and if you research, you already know this, that price is exactly what Amazon sells yes. it for. And for that price, they will ship you a box. Eventually, it will get there to you. You will put it together. And if you put it together correctly, I think you'll like the product. It's a good
Indeed.
Product. If there is any issue, and let's make no mistake about this either, we love Ricard, we love simplicity, we love that they're made in St. James, Missouri, but I don't care who they are. Their stuff can break as well. So here's the beauty. When you buy from us, you can go home and vacuum in about 5 minutes because I'm going to put it together, I'm going to hand it to you, I'm going to show you how to use it, and if you have any issue, boy, there is nothing that gets crystal clear like coming down with your product,
yes.
looking the guy that you sold it to or that sold it to you and saying, please fix this. I'm one of your customers.
That's it.
You know, you don't ever get that opportunity with Amazon. So let me tell you, if you take a 10 or 15 minute drive, I promise you A&A Vacuum is worth the drive. Well, I can tell you that.
Well, quite frankly, and it will equal out, and quite frankly, it'll work out in your favor. The amount of time you put into maintaining any product that in any mechanical product that you get online, what with assembly, troubleshooting, trying to figure it out, getting on an 800 number, trying to talk to somebody whom you can understand.
Right.
And, you know, it's the countless amounts of hours put in that you're not vacuuming. So really, folks, the 10 or 15 minute drive to come down to our family business, that is the time you will spend. And everything, as David said, will be made crystal clear.
Yes. All right. So we got a few more minutes left in this segment. And then we're going to hand the show over to our buddy Fabian, who's going to talk about his family business, mm-hmm. because that's the beautiful thing about our little shopping strip. They're all small, family-run businesses. And the beauty of that is you get to come in, look at the owner,
yes.
and he is the one serving you. And his dad always said, if you do your job right, if you remember you're here to serve, then you're always going to have mm-hmm. a decent amount of customers that want to come to you.
Yes.
And boy, has he been right. Now, I only got just a second or two. Halloween, Tone.
Yes.
What'd y'all do for Halloween?
Well, I went over as normal to my sister and her niece and my little godson, Charlie, who is 5, going to be a very precocious 6 coming the 3rd of December. And he got himself a Luigi costume. Now, Luigi is the one of the characters on a video game system many of you will recognize, Super Mario. But what we did not realize when we bought the costume, we found the size, found the age group, and took it home. But when we got this thing on him, not only was it a perfect fit, but if you'll notice that the characters on these video games are, oh, I'm trying to put it kindly, a little corpulent, a little round around the middle. Well, this costume came equipped with one of the most realistic protruding bellies I've ever seen. So it was perfect. Now, he did what all six-year-old children do. When the costume comes equipped with a mustache, a realistic mustache, so it's fluffy, and I can almost see inside their head that the visions they've got when they get this costume on and what they're going to look like when they put on this mustache. Give it about 3 seconds, that mustache gets ripped off in favor of just going completely natural.
Well, I'm glad you had a story, because we didn't have one doggone person show up. Not even one. I was going to hand him a rock, too. I was prepared.
We were prepared, darn it.
Okay, folks, this is A&A Vacuum. David and Tony Lord, Mr. Phil, will bring us back in just a few minutes.
More Talking Dirty is on the way. Now, here's your Talking Dirty host, David Lord.
Okay, guys, this is David Lord. I'm here with my brother, Tony. I said brother. I did not mean to say brother. My brother, Tony. The only brother that's worth a flip in our entire family. I'm with him. Phil's here, but now we've got our buddy Fabian Leon here. Say hey, Fabian.
How you doing, guys? It's great to be here.
Yes, good, good. It's great. I have been working on trying to get him here, but they have been so busy, would you say, over the last year or so?
Yeah, we have been busy, thank God. We've been really, really busy.
So let me just say, folks, he resides at our location at 5301 Cottage Hill Road, and I'll go ahead and just tell you kind of where it is. It is one block west of University on Cottage Hill Road, and you'll see a big vacuum sign, and unfortunately for us, all the money we spent on that big vacuum sign, they go, oh, are you next to Jefe Paletas? And it's like, you got to be kidding me. I've been here 21 years. He's been here 1 year. Get out of town. But we were blessed to have you call us. Has it been, what, a year and a half?
Yeah. It's been a year.
Year and a half.
No, it's been 2 years.
2 years.
2 years.
Oh, that's where the gray hair came in.
Because I remember we signed the lease in, was it October of 2019? Because that's when I opened the Instagram page for us.
Okay. So, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, what an addition to our family business. You know, we've been in business since 1954 and three generations. And to have your family come into our business has just been a godsend. And we pretty well decided that almost immediately when we met each other.
Wow.
And just knew that y'all were good people. I'd already been going to y'all's restaurant forever. But so tell everybody, what do you do? What do you offer?
So what we do, our main thing is artisanal popsicles. So like everything that we serve is made in-house. We actually had a guy from Mexico to teach us how to do everything. We knew how to do all like the kitchen stuff, to run the kitchen and all that stuff. But sweets, we never really touched. It was always like savory stuff, you know, Mexican dishes and stuff like that. But when we went into this, he taught us how to do a lot of different stuff. Like we did the popsicles, we do this thing called aguas frescas, which is basically flavored infused waters. So like, for example, like if I want to make one of mango, I would just blend some mango, put some sugar and water, and that's a drink. It's like making lemonade, but instead of using
lime.
Right,
so the drink, and forgive me, I'm going to really show my ignorance here, but the drink, is it a slushy? Is it just cold?
It's a drink. It's like
the mango thing sounds good.
Yeah,
it really
does. It's really, really good.
Okay.
And he taught us how to do that. He taught us how to do ice creams as well. So like we have sorbets, we have cream based ice creams as well. And then we start going into like snacks that you would eat in the street in Mexico instead of doing tacos, because you know they always talk about the street tacos and all that stuff. But there's other people doing other stuff as well. You know,
as I understand, you really grew up with this.
Yes,
and this is stuff that y'all did.
Yeah, we did. I would do it at home sometimes as a snack. You know, if I'm going to watch a movie or something like that, I would cut up like a mango. I would cut up some oranges. I would cut up some apples, put some lime juice on it, salt, and then I put some hot sauce on it. And that's something normal that we do in Mexico. It's a quick snack and it's healthy. And but what I always remember when I would go to Mexico, there was these kids in bikes and they would have cups of mangoes. Where they would have their own mangoes and they'd peel them in front of you, cut them, and then they'd season them with lime and all that stuff. And then you just eat it, and it's like the best thing ever. And these kids survived on it. You know, it would be like, I think they would sell a cup for like 10 pesos, which is like, man, I think it's like, now it's like, man, how much is it? It's like 50 cents, I think.
Really?
Yeah, it's cheap. It's so cheap. Okay. But I might be wrong. Someone's probably going to correct me.
Nah.
But we
don't care.
Wrong.
We'll tell them they're lying.
Right? And then, you know, those fruit cups just started getting more extravagant. You know, like now people started putting candies on them, put in different, like, they put these things called Japanese peanuts, which is their peanuts, but they're like encrusted with something. I haven't done my research.
No.
My research, my enough research on it.
For full disclosure, everybody, before July 4th, I was going to have my entire, all the kids, my in-laws, they all stay in there, and we were going to stay there about 3 days, just at my house. And so I went next door.
Oh, yeah.
And I asked you for some I really wanted to get a big tub, and I just about got a big tub. Oreo cookie.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I like ice cream. And I've even had Oreo ice cream, which, to be honest with you, all right. I ate two bowls a night.
Wow.
Until we were through. I mean, it was disgusting. My wife did the same thing. And she says, I usually just like vanilla ice cream. Yeah. This was so good, and it's not like nothing else you can find anywhere else. And that was something just very basic.
Yeah.
Because for me, I am a guy that eats the same thing every day. So my wife will say, hey, would you like this? No, it's different. and so anything outside that box is weird to me. And I wouldn't have done that just anywhere. As a matter of fact, you can't ask for anything better. He actually said, David, let me honor you with this. Now, how kind is that? But I am telling you, the whole entire family loved it, and there was still loads of it left, and I ate off of it a long, long time. I finished that thing.
Thank you, Dave. It was awesome. It was a blessing for us to do that for you guys, because you guys did so much for us.
The whole
time that we were, you know, struggling with the city and the decisions we made and all that stuff. But thank God, you know, we had a great landlord, a lot of people helping us, and especially God that, you know, he blessed us with being our landlord for sure.
And anybody that has ever tried, you know, opening a business is, and again, thank God we're in Mobile, Alabama, because I can imagine how much harder it would be. But it's tough. It's stressful. I never thought I'd be saying this to another person. You're a young man. I was always the young man. And it's a lot of stress on you and your family. Yes, but wow, what a beautiful place you've created.
Yeah.
All right, so tell more about what you've got.
Okay.
And I think you've even made some changes for the winter.
Yes, I did. I did some changes for the winter because, you know, some people aren't going to want to eat popsicles during the winter. Some people are.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's just do something that we would, that what I would, you know, eat, drink during the colder times. So we have this thing called atole, which is, I'm going to read it off of, right, this is a Google translated thing. It's a traditional hot corn masa-based beverage. It's Mexican origin. And if you make it out of chocolate, it's known as champurrado. But it's basically like a heavy drink. It's the way I make it is I blend some corn and water, and then I strain it in a pot, and then I heat the pot up and put a stick of cinnamon in it. Just let it till it boils, and then I put some milk in it. I put some vanilla in it. I put some sugar in it, and then it gets heavy. I put some it's cornstarch, I think.
Okay.
And then I toss some in there, and it gets heavier. You should drink it. And I remember we used to eat it with tamales, or you would eat it with bread.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like carbs on carbs, but you would still eat it.
Yeah. No, that's the only time anything's good. Yes.
But yeah, that's something that was very traditional.
Now, you had y'all actually did News 10 or Fox 10.
Yeah, Fox 10
came to you, and you were making something on that. A couple of things on that particular show.
Yeah, we made,
and you mentioned the corn in that one.
But it was something else. That corn dish is it's called this. A lot of people know it by Mexican street corn, which is just your normal white corn. We put lime juice, salt, mayonnaise, sour cream, cheese, and hot sauce on it, and it just tastes really, really good.
Yes,
it's just a good mix.
Yes.
Other people do other extravagant things to it. I've seen people put blended hot Cheetos on top with melted cheddar cheese. I've tasted it. It's not my cup of tea, but the original classic way, it's always good. It's
well, never. And so that you know, my daughter actually said one day, she called me on a Sunday afternoon, and she said, Dad, you got to get more parking out here. It was loaded. And look, she's been there several times. Not everything is her cup of tea.
Yeah.
But there is no other place anywhere around here that offers what you offer. It's very unique and very good.
And it's not nothing new, because I would always tell people that these places are extremely popular, like in Houston, Atlanta.
Well, now Caesar, that's
my
your cousin.
Yeah, he's my partner.
And he's up in North Carolina?
He's in North Carolina right now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He has his business up there. But it was something me and him thought of the idea since, I think it was like 2012.
Really?
Or maybe a little bit later. But we just thought about it. He's like, you know what? I'm tired of the restaurant business, because I've been in the restaurant business for years.
Yes.
It was never mine. I never had a restaurant of my own. But me running the place with my parents and stuff like that and my other brothers, you know, you make it your own kind of. You want it to go well. You stress with them. They stress with you.
Yes.
And you don't want them to see them suffer or anything like that. But I guess I just saw, like, I would get home sometimes at 11 at night from working in a restaurant.
Yes.
Now I get home like at 9, which is okay. I still see my son. I still get to spend time with
them. Yes, isn't that great?
It's a blessing.
Hey, we're going to be right back, everybody. This is David and Tony Lord with Mr. Phil Bush talking dirty, and I got Fabian Leon. He's going to be here for another segment.
Awesome.
So hang on, everybody.
More Talking Dirty is on the way. Now, here's your Talking Dirty host, David Lord.
Okay, guys, we're back, and we're here with Fabian Leon. As a matter of fact, Fabian, the heck with this. I was going to give our addresses and website and all that stuff. We don't even care about that. We want to hear about Jefe Paletas. They are a family-owned business in our little shopping strip of family-owned businesses, and he has wonderful things to talk about. And I'm just going to just give
awesome.
It to you.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So we were talking about, like, the fruit cups and the Mexican street corn. But we also have other stuff. We have this thing called El Bionico. It's almost like a parfait, but it's not yogurt-based. It's actually a sweet, heavy cream that we make in-house. And we add apples to it. We add bananas. We add a cantaloupe melon, mango, and strawberries. And then we put shredded coconut.
All together?
Mm-hmm. And shredded coconut, almonds, pecans, and granola. It just tastes so good.
What was that called
again? It's a Bionico. It's this right here.
Okay. So might as well ask this question. So for some hayseed like me, how do I just point to that?
Yeah.
Can I just point?
Bionico.
Because that actually sounded terrific.
Yeah. And then I found out that if you add a scoop of ice cream to it, it's amazing. Like, if you just
that does sound good.
Ice cream too. If you want to do Oreo, it would hit the spot.
Okay.
And then we also have these other salty side snacks instead of the corn in the cup. We actually have this thing called the chicharrón preparado. It's actually a fried wheat chip. We put sour cream on it. We put diced cabbage. We put pico de gallo on it. We put pickled pork skin on it. We put cheese on it. It's like a shredded cheese. It's not like the gooey kind of shredded cheese. It's like dry.
Yes.
We put more sour cream on it. We put hot sauce, and we put sliced avocados on it. It's so good. So good. This is all the stuff you would eat in Mexico.
Yeah, my Katie Bug would love that now.
It's
that's
good.
Right
it's very
up her
good.
Alley.
The only thing that throws people off is the pickled pork skin, I guess because it's the texture of it. It's just it's gummy. But, I mean, you don't have to get the pickled pork skin. We could just do it like a normal salad on top. And then we have the Dorilocos, Fritos Locos, and Tosti Locos, which is – it's almost essentially the same thing as a chicharrón preparado, but what it is that we, for example, for a bag of Doritos, we would cut it. We'd put some shredded cabbage. We'd put the pickled pork skin on top, pico de gallo, shredded. We put the cheese on it, sour cream, hot sauce, and Japanese peanuts. And it just tastes really good.
That does.
It's really good.
You know, I mentioned you had and the only reason I know this is Paul went over there.
Yeah.
Paul works with me and Tony, and everybody thinks he's our brother, and he might as well be because we've worked together for 25 years. But he went over and he got a dish, and it had ice cream. It had feta cheese.
Oh, it's the
with the caramel.
Yeah, that's our most popular popsicle by far. I didn't think it was going to hit that well. I love it.
Well, I got to be honest. I've mentioned it several times, and when you get to the feta cheese, they give you a face.
Yeah, it's weird.
But I got to tell you, and again, this is coming from a weirdo that doesn't eat anything outside the box. That was so good, and the feta cheese was perfect.
Yeah, it's not feta cheese, but it's similar to it.
Is it?
It's called queso fresco. I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but
no, be rude.
My bad, Dave. but it's queso fresco. It's very similar to feta. That's the only way I know how to explain it. Just say it looks similar to feta. It's not as dry and it's not as salty as feta. But what it is it's just vanilla based popsicle. We blend some of that queso fresco inside. We freeze it, and we have this thing that makes holes in the mold. So like you pull it out and there's like a empty hole inside the popsicle.
Void. Yes, yes.
It's a void, and we just fill it up with caramel, and then we top it off with more of the
I'm telling you, the
popsicle.
It is very good.
So it's like a lot of art goes into this, you know. A lot of passion.
Yes, I was going to say sure.
Because I remember when I went to culinary school. Like I did all, you know, I went to I think it was Virginia College. I went there for a little bit for that year program.
Yeah.
And we messed with a lot of salty stuff, you know, just like entrees and all that stuff. We never did anything dessert wise. So like I never imagined myself opening up a popsicle shop with my cousin. It was something that was far beyond my head. I was saying that, oh, a restaurant. But when I started
I wanted a restaurant.
But when I started seeing all the stress, all the stuff that you had to go through with your family, because that's a 24/7 job, you know, you can't.
Yes, it is.
No one's going to take care of your business like you do,
and especially that's a restaurant. For sure. And Dad always said the hardest business in the world is a restaurant business.
It truly is. It truly is. And it was just something that I was like, you know what? I would pray to God and say, give me something different. Give me something different. I wanted the restaurant, but it was something that just didn't give me peace about it, you know. And now I have peace. You know, I get to come here with you guys to the radio station and do this. I wouldn't be able to do that in a restaurant. Let me say this too.
Everybody that works in there is beautiful. It's disgusting. Everybody's beautiful. Fabian's beautiful. Everybody.
That's just the grace of God.
Yes, it is. I got to work with these guys.
Nah, but like we're blessed. We're truly, truly blessed. And it's something that I was so happy to meet with you, David, that first day. I just the first day we walk into the spot, I was looking at it, I could just see everything, the way we were going
to
do it.
Well,
everything.
I'm listening to you talk, and folks, everybody will know this. You're a young man with an idea and a burning fire, and as he's talking to me, I can see every bit of that.
Yeah.
And I can't say I was with you with because again there's stress in taking our old building and making it something beautiful, which is what you did. And I would love to say I was there all the way, and
he was
a distance.
He was there. If I was stressed, David was stressed too. So he was on that train with me for sure. And it was just a lot of trial and error. You know, me and my cousin were trying to cut corners. You know, and it was just something that wasn't right. You know, we paid the price for it. And, you know, we had to redo all the plumbing again.
My dad took that location. He took our location in Fairhope. No matter what he got done at the end, he had a list of things that he wished he had done
better. Yep.
And so, hey, that's part of it. Listen, I was in a far luckier position. I just worked with my dad, and then he handed it to me. You're building from scratch, and what a beautiful thing you built. Now, who all is working in with you?
Right now I have a girl named Javi. She's from Chile. She's not even Mexican, but she is a great worker. And we're so in love with her. She's such a blessing for the business. She works so hard. I had a couple of girls, but they left because, you know, situations that arise. It was nothing bad.
Yes, it's all over.
It's part of it. And now I have another girl named Sophie. She does a really good job. My wife comes in the morning. She helps me sometimes. Such a blessing because, you know, when the family's in there, everything's done with love. My partner doesn't work there because he's in North Carolina. But when he's here, he's always here trying to help out, trying to do something new.
Now, does he have a couple of stores
He has a restaurant in North Carolina. I think it's called, I'm not sure if the city's called Coin Jock or something like that.
Yes.
It's like on the border of North Carolina and Virginia, I believe. And that's what he does. And then we also have his sister, my cousin, that helps me as well. She's in the night shift. She's there from 3 to 9. And she helps me a lot too.
All right. You know? So people that pick up versus people that dine in. What's that like?
The people that dine in are more families. That's what I've seen.
Yes, that's definitely families.
More families.
Now.
So, you get a single person coming in, they come in and leave. It's rare for someone that's just by themselves that stay. But normally it's mostly families or couples.
I can say, you know, Saturday we close at 4, and I park in the front sometimes. I finally had to stop doing that because he filled up the parking lot. But it is. It's a wonderful family place. Yeah. And it's, again, something new and interesting to introduce your children to. It really is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It really, really is. It's something that, thank God, every kid that's come in with their families, they love it. They love it. And I have like 46 different flavor popsicles. So, I mean, like, you got to pick one and you got to like one.
So talk about the popsicles. Give us some different ones that one of the things I know is that if you get one that is watermelon, oh my gosh, it's like biting into a watermelon.
Yeah. Yeah.
This isn't Jolly Rancher we're talking about here.
It tastes like a watermelon. It tastes exactly like watermelon. So we've done this. The most recent one I've done is it's a maple bacon popsicle. It tastes like the donut. Tastes like the donut.
Oh, my gosh.
And I love bacon, so I was like, man, let me mess with it. I mean, they've done it with a donut. Let me try it. So I did it. All I did was get some bacon, cook it up, and then I blended in the cream, and it just gave it the flavor.
All right, so I'll ask you this question. When do you find time to try new stuff?
I have no idea. I just downtime, really. Because, I mean, like the help that I have, they're so good at what they do. So it gives me that space and time to actually say,
yes.
I'm going to, you know.
You hear that, Tony? No, I'm kidding.
I'm taking notes.
And then the newest water-based one I have is it's a grapefruit lime spice one I made. It has grapefruit juice, it has orange juice, it has lime juice, it has this thing called La Viuda Sanchez, which is like a spicy cocktail mix. It doesn't have alcohol in it, but it also has, what else did it put in? Salt.
Yeah.
And what else did I put in it? And some spice. And it's really refreshing. It's called a vampirito. It's called, basically translated into tiny vampire. That's what it's called. Because it looks red. You know, it looks red. And it has like a little, it's a little tart, spicy, sour flavor to it. It's so good. But I mean, I mess with everything. You know, we've done one with pumpkin.
I'm sure you got to.
We've done one with we did an apple caramel one. It's still there. It's really good. We've done, we can think of any fruit. I always tell people, man, I could freeze anything you want. If you want to do a rack of ribs, let's freeze a rack of ribs. You can do whatever you want. I don't know if it'll taste good, but you can do whatever you want, man. So
a rib popsicle.
Yeah,
yes.
A rib popsicle,
yes,
if you want to do that. I'm going to talk to meat boss.
There you go.
But
for me, it's a frozen dinner.
Right?
I just lick it.
Right. Yeah, but it's awesome. It's so cool that we could just, you know, let ourselves go with anything we have in our mind. You know, say, you know what, I'm going to do this.
Well, and I also noticed that smoothies.
Yeah,
is that?
I do smoothies, and we were actually going to do something on the healthier side. I'm going to try to do a spinach sorbet blended with pineapple in it, because you know it has a lot of fiber and stuff like that, and a lot of people don't want sugar stuff. So if you want a smoothie, you know, it'll be healthier for you. You know, because I do the smoothies. You know, I do strawberry, lime, mango, watermelon, and then I do pineapple smoothies as well.
Okay. Okay. Well, that I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
So, yes.
We do shakes as well, too. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. We're trying to cater to everyone.
All right. If somebody wanted to call you, what's your telephone number?
I don't know my telephone number, but I have
it.
It's right here.
It's right there. Yes.
251-219-6287. That's our phone number.
You know, I would have sounded so good if I had read that myself. We got how much time? Zero? Zero. I got zero time. Jefe Paletas, what does that mean?
It's Boss Popsicles.
There we go.
Yep.
So, please, call 219-6287 and go see my buddy Fabian Leon
Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless.
We'll be right back, guys.
More Talking Dirty is on the way. Now, here's your Talking Dirty host, David Lord.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tony Lord here. After a couple of segments of being a rather tacit viewer here while David...
You know,
David...
that was enjoyable. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was kind of enjoying it myself, actually. Folks, you are listening to the Talking Dirty Show. I am here, obviously, with my brother David to my right, and I have got Mr. Phil Bush across the table. He moderates the entire thing. It's all kept running under his capable hands.
Well, he feeds the rat that runs the station.
That's exactly
right. He's the cheese master. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Folks, we've got two locations you need to check out. One in Mobile. It is 5301 Cottage Hill Road. It's about a block and a half west of University on Cottage Hill. You know, not unironically, is right next to Jefe Paletas. Go check it out.
Ding! A plug for him.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Give us a call out there. It's 251-661-3549. Don't forget to type in that 251 or you won't get through to me.
That's right.
For you Baldwin County folks, we've got a store in Fairhope. It's 19551 Greeno Road. Basically, it's Highway 98. It turns into Greeno, I believe, right in front of my store. It's about a half a mile south of Thomas Hospital, next to the Movement Center, and right across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. We're going to have to get one of them in one day. The number out there is 928-9286, of course, 251. We are open, folks, Tuesday through Friday from 8 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 4. Now, Sunday and Monday, we are closed, but do not fear. If you need an A&A fix, go to aavacuum.net, aavacuum.net. It's an easy-to-navigate through website, the best in the vacuum business, but for those of you who are not tech-savvy like myself, easy to scroll through. It gives our entire lineup, but if you have specific interests, little categories that you can go to, if you're interested in our shampooer rental, go to it, click to it. It'll give all the information. You might even get a short little tutorial video. So check it out, aavacuum.net.
And I want to, since it's last segment, I want to thank another person, April Mullins. She listens to our show, thank goodness.
Yes.
So that now that ups our count to, what, three people? And she came in with a 13-year-old Ricard. So I'll just go ahead and tell you, the first person we talked about, 15 years. And for her, 13 years out. And I made a comment. Guys, when has anybody even remembered that a refrigerator could last that long anymore?
My goodness.
A vacuum from us lasting 13 and 15 years is remarkable. And think of all the $200 vacuums a person goes through because they last about a year and a half.
Exactly.
So what a great thing to hear from her. But she came in with it, and she had two broken parts. And she just said, hey, what can you do? And, you know, Tone, I didn't even mention to her anything about buying something new because we are the worst salespeople on the planet. No.
True.
I just listened to what she said. Can you fix it? And that's what I tried to do. Now, here was the hard part. This machine hadn't been made in several years.
Mm-hmm.
There are no new parts available for it. But never fear. I just called you, Tony. And
what do you know?
Said, can you find me a couple of these parts? And ding, he did.
In my uncanny way, I came through at the last
that's right.
effort.
I knew I could count on
I
you.
I stole second. It's incredible.
It was impressive. So the final result is she brings in a 13-year-old vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
This is easily where somebody immediately turns around and goes, nope, you need to buy a
yes.
new one. And instead, for $20... she got it fixed. So, of course, you know, the guys wanted me to sell a new vacuum. So they all said, shame! Shame on you! But no, it's that's what we do. This is our business. We take care of our people because they take care of us.
Yes.
I mean, first of all, she should get a prize for listening to the show in the first place. But listening and coming in, you get special treatment.
Yes. Yes, indeed. But she is, I got to tell you, she is living proof of what Dad started the company off with, which it is service-based. Our stores, for upwards of 67 years, has had a foundation in service. We're not just trying to make the big immediate buck right off the cuff. If we can help you out with some used parts collected for $20, as you say, that keeps a customer for a lifetime. This is about relationships.
Well, and boy, that's I'm so glad you said that, because Dad always said, you know, when you sell something, that's not the end of the relationship. That's the beginning of the relationship. And so, really, you're not judged on what you sold. You're judged on how well you take care of it. So, look, we've had vacuums where people come in, it's like anything else, and there's an issue, or maybe there's an issue more than once. That is part of repair life. That's what we do, and quite frankly, that's what the business was founded on. That is our bread and butter. And like I say, when you bring it in, our estimates are free. We can even do many of them while you wait. When we do the repair, we go through a process unlike anybody else. You know, I know we all went through COVID and a different variant of it and everything else.
Yes.
And everybody loved to say, hey, we give curbside service. Okay, we were already doing that.
Yes.
That's just something we do. And then all the other vac stores around the country said, we can sanitize your vacuum for X amount more dollars. Well, how stupid. We did that anyway.
Yes.
Every repair we do, we take it apart, wash everything. We want it because, again, forget COVID. There's germs and viruses pass through vacuum cleaners every day.
And it's far more lethal if you're not careful frankly.
A vacuum cleaner will have more germs than a public stall in the first 30 days of use. So, again, the job of a vacuum is to pick up filth, separate it from you and your family, and then make disposal easy so that you're not catching germs anywhere in that process. When you bring it to me, as I tell everybody, do not clean it. That is our job. That's what we do. We take great pride in doing that. And I probably should not ever say this.
Yes.
But in a lot of cases, the filthier they are, and that would be my vacuum, the more of a challenge it is, and the more we actually look forward to bringing that vacuum up and having them say the tried and true words of, that's not my vacuum.
Yes.
And I've actually had arguments with people over that because they look so good, they smell so good, and they work like they did when they bought it. So that's what we want to turn out. And that's why the process that we've gone through all these years applies today, regardless of what's happening around the world right now. We still take the vacuums apart. We still wash them. We still use compressors to blow everything out. And we disinfect and deodorize everything. So do not clean your vacuum before you bring it to us, because that is our job. And again, we take great pride in it, because that is what makes this business go. Folks, we're going to have Fabian in as often as we can bring him
Absolutely.
In. We'll try to talk him into it. But again, what a fine addition that Jefe Paletas has been to us. And please check us out, but check him out as well. Changing Colors is another one. John Glenn and Kim, his wife. Definitely go see them. Like I say, both locations are family-run businesses that fill up both shopping strips.
Yep. They have a foundation that creates a little symbiont circle. And look at this. It all starts with Mom and Dad. They're taking us home right now.
That is the truth. Folks, thank you so much for listening to us. Please check out Jefe Paletas and Katie Bug. Love you and coming home.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back.